Hotels around the country are increasingly replacing staff with apps and mobile devices. And in the face of automation, there's one group of elite concierges fighting to preserve their role in the industry. WHYY's Bobby Allen spent time with a Philadelphia member of the group and offers this report.
Jeannie Green from the Denver area works in marketing. She's in Philadelphia at least once a month for work, and often she'll stay at the Sonesta Hotel in Rittenhouse, where she was in the lobby recently looking at the Open Tables app on her phone.
I select dinner tonight, and I kind of just, you know, scroll of what's available for the area and where I see 4.5 stars.
Travelers like Green who rely on apps for local recommendations have become the norm. And it's sent jitters through the profession of concierges, the friendly hotel staffers who have spent their careers providing a service that may now seem obsolete. In New York, a hotel recently opened where guests check in and pick up their keys by tapping a tablet. Want to call room service? You'll have to send a Facebook message to a chat bot. Does this all spell the end for concierges? Jack Nargill of the exclusive concierge group, the Society of Golden Keys, says no way.
We're human beings. We are the people who know our cities the best. No app, no internet can ever replace us.
But they're starting to. According to the American Hotel and Lodging Association, the number of luxury hotels with concierges has dropped nearly 20% over the last 2 years. The Society of Golden Keys is responding. It represents some of the most rigorously trained concierges in the world. They wear cross golden key pins on their lapels. The concierges in the murder mystery film, The Grand Budapest Hotel, were fictional members of this fraternity. They've started an awareness program to market the value of human contact. Here's the group's president, Robert Marks.
More and more people are so tired of looking down at their laptops and their iPads and their iPhones that they actually are enjoying the human one-on-one interaction and the eye contact and actually having someone that takes a true vested interest in their well-being and their needs.
Recently, the group met in Washington to discuss ways of staying relevant in 2017. They discussed how apps are not the enemy. Travelers feel overwhelmed with options, and so concierges need to be more upfront about their role. As Marx put it, like purifiers of information. Instead of you approaching them, they may approach you, perhaps holding an iPad.
Before, they used to be behind these imposing marble desks that look like altars and that were very intimidating for some guests. Now you're going to find the concierge a little more involved in the throughout the hotel.
Another thing they're doing, promoting concierge success stories. Like when a bride found out on the day of her wedding that her dress was trapped at the dry cleaners. She was frantic. Marks offered to take her shopping or find her another dress.
None of those were options she was willing to accept.
So he found the number of the security company monitoring the store, contacted them and got the number of the owner, who unlocked the shop and handed him the dress.
So crisis averted, happy bride.
Bjorn Hansen has heard many concierge stories like the happy bride one. He's a professor at New York University's hospitality program. He says concierges do things no app can do, but he expects technology to continue to force layoffs. But he doesn't think their extinction is imminent.
And it may be that instead of 3 shifts a day, it's 2 shifts a day, or instead of 2 shifts a day, it's 1.
Back at the Sonesta near Rittenhouse Square, concierge Fran Nackman says she has the inside track at many hotels in the city. She has a jam-packed Rolodex to prove it.
Sometimes I have to just look through to find one that maybe is should be tossed, so I have my blank to use again.
There's not even room to squeeze in another card. And she has other thick binders of contacts. Say a guest wants a steak dinner.
I have my menu book, and I have a section that has steak. We've got chops, we've got Octavio's, we've got Fogo, Morton's, prime rib, urban farmer.
All the menus in one place with Neckman's own tips. Maybe you can get some of that on Open Table, but she says getting the hookup, that's harder to do with an app.
Calling the restaurant manager and saying, can you squeeze somebody in? If you can't do it at 7:30, can you do it at 8?
If your app shows it's not available, Nackman says, let me see what I can do. Sometimes she says, working the phones can make magic happen. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.